This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Welcome to Springfield, Missouri, and the Moment of Truth Summit that begins tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Time. It's the Lindell Report, and Mike's phone has rung. If I had a dollar for every time his phone rang today, I could retire.
And his that's that way every day. But, but it's a lot more today than others. If you look behind us, everybody here with the Moment of Truth Summit, the setup is awesome. This will change history. Everything that's been done for the last year and a half, 2 years, it actually, some of it even goes back decades. We're going to have some people on here that, in fact, we got Garland tonight.
Garland Favorito.
You've been fighting election crime for a long time, haven't you?
Absolutely. It is an honor. I think this is the biggest event I've ever been associated with. Thank you, Mike, for putting on and I'm really excited. We've got some evidence tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, that I think is going to blow you away, Mike.
Wow. Well, that's going to take a lot because I've got something that's going to blow away your my evidence better than yours. No, you know, that's pretty cool, everybody, because one of the things that I get every week I have a call to the country of all 50 states and every state, like tomorrow we're having the state of the states address and everyone, when I'm taking questions from all the states on my weekly call, they all say they're the most corrupt, the most, of course, you're, I always say, stick up for Georgia and say, well, they got the triple crown of crime. They got Kemp, Massenburger, and Carr. So I said, that's hard to top. But all these states have that, and it's interesting hearing that. But by you coming and just saying, now, this is the second day, this is Sunday, everybody, to say he's got evidence is going to blow my mind. I already have three things I know on Sunday are going to shock you and shock the world. So I'm hoping yours is right up there at that level. I'm looking forward to it. And we have not talked about this either, everybody.
Nobody knows what everybody else is going to present. Yeah. But I just want to tell you, we came prepared.
Wow, that's awesome. And I'll tell you, everybody, well, tomorrow we'll kind of go through real quick here. I want to tell everybody that tomorrow we start at 9 a.m. Central Time, and this will be how we got here from, it'll be about 2.5 hours of how we got here. And what that's going to be is it's going to be a little different. Like you're going to go back in time and all the things we are lied to, that they lied to us and said, well, all the judges looked at the evidence. Well, here's the truth and here's this. And we're going to have about 11 people, I guess, during that first segment up there. And when that ends, we're going to do the State of the State Address.
The State of the State
All address. The states. Brandon's going to be hosting that, mostly to keep people moving, Brandon, right? Right? Well, you lost your voice already. Yeah, he's afraid. Yeah. Some states will have more than others, but every state will be represented. One of the things that was common to every state, everybody, I'll give you one common theme through every state, is, and Garland, this might shock you, and there's a common thing between all the presenters and a common thing between all the states. I'll do the states first. All the states, we can show that non-residents voted in every state. Well, people didn't go commit crimes and do that. These were their names were used. They
right.
don't live there. They don't
right.
live there. That's one common theme. No state was exempt to that. The other thing that you're going to find kind of intriguing, not intriguing, but people find it hard to believe. Now, these are physicists, mothers, they're from all walks of life. Sheriffs, they've been, doctors, professors, all walks of life, lawyers, but one thing they all have in common, Ever since November 3rd on, when they say, hey, we got to look at this, they've all been attacked in one way or another.
Oh.
You ever been attacked, Garland, by the media?
They just try to ignore me, which maybe that's not so bad.
I think you and I have broke through that, and they just ignore us. That's what they've done to me last month now since this event. They don't bring my name up or nothing.
Right.
I've been telling that rotten January 6th, that big charade committee, how come I don't get to come?
You know, yes.
I want to come. I want to come.
I know.
And show
I do too. They haven't invited me.
Yeah, they don't invite it. You know why? Because it's people like you and I, and that we broke through these. They know we're not going to stop. You know, the truth needs to be told everywhere. We got to get rid of these voting machines, these electronics. Our election, or we lose our country forever. And then you got it with the media. I think they go so far, and then they realize that the way that we actually got the word out by them attacking. You know what I mean? That's how we hear
right.
about all these things. If you, because Fox doesn't have you on, do they, Garland?
I haven't been on Fox in like about a year or two.
I'll tell you, ever since, and tomorrow we're going to learn a lot about, tomorrow morning, about the February 4th, everybody, a key date in the history of our country. That's the day with the Smartmatic sued Fox. Everyone said, well, why is that significant? Because that's lawfare at its finest. That shut down all of the outlets. All the conservatives shut down your Newsmaxes and your Salems out there of the world. Shut that down. Everybody was in fear, or so they say. Mm-hmm. Now, we know, I believe Fox was part of the thing. Like when you have a big drug bust and you got the informant, you arrest him, too, to make it look good. Right?
There you go.
I mean,
I think they were pretending to be.
Yeah, they're pretending to be. Hey, quick, now, what are we going to do? You know, what timing on that, though? The timing of September 4th, of February 4th, 2021, the timing of this, so we're going to talk about that little piece for a minute. That timing was so perfect for lawfare. You know why? Now, if you realize all the way up to there, that's when Newsmax, the guy ripped his thing off, and they're canceling all my stuff. I'll tell the story tomorrow. But what, you know what happened on February 5th? Absolute Proof launched. 3 days after that were the impeachment trials. By doing Smartmatic suing Fox on February 4th, it shut up the whole, you know. Nobody talked about Absolute Proof except for the people got the word out. And I want to tell you, similar to this, 150 million people seen Absolutely Proof in 4 days. And that was word of mouth. That was word of mouth. And that's what we need you all to do here. Share out Frank's Speech. Get the Frank's Speech app. If you're tuning in right now, sorry that you had to put in your email and phone number. We're not going. It's just like last year. We want to know who's coming in for a lot of reasons, and we want to be able to communicate with people after this is all over too. Last year we had over 4 million people watch the cyber symposium.
Amazing.
I was shooting for Elvis Presley's record of a billion. 1970.
Aloha from Hawaii.
Aloha from Hawaii. You know, if we get 10 or 20 million and they can spread the word out to that billion, I'll be okay with that. But Garland, I want. I want to say I keep bringing up that nice lady in Georgia that got zero votes in her own precinct.
Michelle Long Spears. Yeah. That's exactly what happened, Mike. She is a Democrat. She was running for the DeKalb County District 2 Commission seat, and she got zero votes in the precinct where her and her husband live. And she went to the DeKalb County Election Board and said, this is not possible.
Right.
And they decided to hand count audit the race. It was the only race that was hand count audited in the state of Georgia in this primary, and it was proven that they had the wrong winners. She was shown to have come in third place. In reality, the machine had shorted her 3,000 votes, given 1,400 votes to her competitor, kept her out of first place where she belonged, and then the machines failed to count 1,800 votes.
Now, can I ask you this? Now, are you telling me that they did? How long did the audit take? Did it take 7 months to look into that machine?
It didn't even take 7 days.
Wow.
It was just a couple of days.
So Crooked Brad Rassenberger, this is what I've been telling the audience, he says, you know what? Dang it. We should have gave her at least 2 votes for her and her husband. She wouldn't have had a leg to stand on, right?
Yeah. Well, they kind of admitted to programming that in error. But they haven't admitted to the programming error that actually occurred.
Now, is there another lady that got votes or something? She wasn't even running.
That was a
rumor that came out of Georgia.
Yeah, so that's in my school board district, District 7 in Fulton County. There was a lady named Linda Arnold, and she decided she was going to run. She withdrew from the race before any ballot was ever printed. Her name was never on any ballot, and on election night she had 3,317 votes and was in second place.
Does that show you that they were
pre-programming the election already in advance?
I believe Rauschenberg called that a programming error. Is that what he came out with?
What they're trying to claim, and they might be right on this one, trying to claim that it's an alignment error. So in other words, they had the one candidate, candidate A's votes went into candidate B's buckets and candidate C,
okay,
but she wasn't on the ballot.
Right.
But then it definitely was not an alignment error in DeKalb County, because like every candidate, we'll show this on Sunday.
Well, I want to ask you.
Every category was wrong.
Right. Well, let's just say, for all intents and purposes, that Brad's statement was right about the Democrat. It was a programming error, and then they say the next one it was an alignment error. Let's just for a minute, everybody go, okay, what would you call those? A defective device, okay? Let's just say a defective device, okay? A defective device. Now, do you want your countries run off these devices where not only where you can hack and change and pre-program, but let's just say that even it would be like, okay, your most important thing, if I told you, we're doing in the state of Arizona, part of the case is that defective devices. If someone told you in Georgia your whole state's being run with, or you have cars that don't have brakes or they're defective brakes, but then the car companies or the state, no, the government says to you, you know what, you keep driving on those cars, you don't get to look inside them. You don't get to see, trust us, they have brakes.
Yeah, and see, they're trying to claim that this was a human error. And in the DeKalb County race, I had a team of experts come in before they certified. I said, guys, look at these results and gals.
Right.
Tell me, is it possible that this could be an alignment error, a human error? And all of us agreed that that is not possible.
Right.
And we literally have hundreds of years of IT experience and dozens of years of voting experience, voting system experience. And all of us agreed it cannot possibly have been a human error. It had to be actually probably a series of programming errors.
But even if it was a human error, that's a human running a machine which can make a mega mistake.
Exactly.
This is what happened, everybody. When we were at the first preliminary injunction down in Arizona, the judge asked, he asked our lawyer that was just on the phone for the head lawyer, the Andrew Parker, they said, well, all things have vulnerabilities, both hand counting and paper ballot and machines. And here's what Andrew said. He said, yeah, but the difference is one person, you can have, whether they hack in and change or even an error, can amount to millions of votes or hundreds of thousands. If you had a problem the other way with vulnerabilities, or whatever it is, you'd have to have a whole cabal of people.
Exactly.
Like tens of thousands of people going, hey, want to commit a crime? Hey, want to commit a crime? Hey, how about we all get together and commit a crime? How about 5,000 of us jump across the border of Georgia and go vote? You know?
Well, and that's a key difference, Mike. You said it, Beth, can't really even, I can't do any more with that. But basically, if you have that hand count paper ballot, you could have your mistakes alive, and they can't impact entire statewide election, which you can flip
around. I want to add this because the president called the perfect call, or one of the two phone calls, the Rauschenberg and Ukraine one, right? So the Rauschenberg phone call to me proves the crime in Georgia, 100%, because what he's looked now, what these states are all going to get on the stage tomorrow, and they're going to talk about residents of Florida, people that should be, they're over 120 years old, they should not be alive, right? And they're going to be talking about the list, just like the list the president had, our great president Donald Trump, when he had a list on the phone with Rauschenberger, and just grab, find any of these, because we lost by 11,000 votes.
Right.
When he said that, I'm sure you've listened to the country as when they tried a snippet of it, if you listen to the whole thing, says, well, Brad Rauschenberger goes, well, those are the wrong numbers. And he goes, and then the president says to his lawyer, says, where'd you get the numbers? He says, sir, we got them from Brad. And then Brad says, the president says, when are you going to give us the numbers? And he goes silent, you know, because those were numbers.
Well, and I think we did this on your show a while back, Brandon. We made a 42-page study of Brad Raffensperger's false statements in his letter to Congress, or the General Assembly.
Wow.
It was a 10-page letter, had 42 false statements in it. We put the study up on the VoterJ tab, voterj.org. He referenced every said he lied. We gave a source document reference into the document that proves that he lied.
Yeah.
That's
42
times in a 10-page
And then what they called him to the January 6th charade, too. You know, there he was, front and center, him and old Rusty Bowers. Rusty is gone. There is hope. Rusty Bowers is gone. Robin Baugh still around, but, well, I heard, did you hear the news?
Adam Steen?
Adam Steen.
Doing a write-in.
He's going to do a write-in, and we're going to beat Robin Baugh. He thought he's cracking champagne because he stole another election. Now he knows. You're, bye-bye, Robin. You're going down with Rusty. You two can straight together as you sail into the sunset. But I put Ratzenberger up there, you know, with one of the biggest... I call them the traitors of all time. It really is. When the state of Georgia, it's just despicable.
Well, so many of the Republicans believe that he's literally sold us out.
Yeah.
Sold us out to the World Economic Forum, to George Soros, to Chinese,
Chinese
communists. And so we are challenging his race.
Yeah.
We have a 150-county challenge. It's very expensive to do that.
Right.
Bunge's race, because I think we told you on the show, he was polling to 39%.
Yeah.
39 was his number day before election.
Right.
And the machine back up 51% of the vote on election day. How could that happen?
Well, I'll tell you how. 51. Let's just dial back to 15 and a half. That's all. Then that Kemp, he's over there. I want 73. I'm Brian Kidd. You know,
I mean, that's how
it goes down in Georgia. You guys could be a prototype for the country. I mean, they're so blatant about it, too. They are so blatant about it in Georgia.
The Republicans in Georgia are just in their heads over there.
Yeah.
I mean, almost everybody really believes that those numbers.
So you really believe that have, is there any Republican legislature with them back before the runoff? And it seems like they kicked the can to Kemp, and Kemp kicked the can back to Ratzenberger on TV. He says, oh, that's his fault. That's his problem. That's his problem.
Right.
Do you think Kemp is... is crooked, or you just think he got into some bad stuff, or don't you want to say?
There's something really wrong
there. Something
very
wrong there.
Very wrong there. Now, Kemp kicked it. He kicked it to the election board.
Right.
Because he was the former Secretary of State. He knew that the state election board couldn't handle that case. They're not set up to handle massive election fraud.
Right.
They're just set up to handle what I call onesie-twosies.
Right.
You voted in the wrong location. You should have voted in that county. They can handle that.
Right.
But they're not equipped to handle it. Do that, and he can... And they're just holding the bag.
Hey, I'm this, Garlis. Do you think that there is any future in our country with voting machines?
I can't see any future, Mike. The problem is that the vendors and the elections officials are so unwilling to transparent. We're trying to sue right now just simply to balance so any counterfeit ballot or that we can verify the voting system results. That would be a first step in the right direction. But the elections officials, particularly Ravensburger, Chris Carr, as you mentioned, they're fighting us tooth and nail. So if that's the way
to
get rid of them.
There's no, you've got to get machines. We've said that is the only hope. 50 countries, you know what it is, Brandon? 50 countries are either gone or get to come back or process of machines, go to Venezuela. Can you imagine a world, Garland, where you have robots, artificial intelligence, think of this, telegrams, you think you're me, but you're not. Okay, all this stuff going on, how do you not have, this is really the term, it's all tied into one people. Running these devices, you know, you get shot in history to get these machines, and if you have the electronics, the computers are gone in elections, the people are picking people that have to perform for the people. What a concept. Is that something?
Sounds like the way America was set up, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Do you live in Fulton County?
I live in Fulton County, Georgia.
Okay, so, I mean, in the same vein of what we're talking about, but there's a lot of Fulton County and a grand jury right now. Do you have any updates on that?
Yeah, so basically we have, and we're going to present this tomorrow, we have overwhelming evidence of massive fraud in 2020 Fulton County. Fannie Willis, district attorney, won't even touch it, and she wants to investigate a phone call. It's just absolutely unbelievable.
So this is where they're trying to force Rudy Giuliani down there, Ellis down
there. Ellis is going to be here tomorrow.
So what you're telling us
is
that of investigating all of these legitimate documented claims that you've taken months to compile, to drag attorneys in there, put their trying to go after their law license, I think, ultimately, in some cases, accuse them of what? Subversion? Trying to overthrow the government or something?
Right. Rudy Giuliani and Janet Ellis had nothing to do with that phone call, as far as I know.
Right. No, they weren't even there. The phone call proves to Georgia. That's what's really...
Well, here's the key. The phone call recorded out of Florida illegally, which we clearly believe that was the assistant of Secretary of State, to Ravensburger.
Right.
And so the call itself was investigated. It was recorded illegally. So if I was an honest district attorney, I was investigating how that call was recorded.
Right. And then the only leaked part of it, you remember, they leaked one snippet, they sound bit him. But then the whole thing leaked out, and if you listen to the whole thing, you're looking at a list. And they're looking at a list, and everyone, our president says, hey, you got these 4,000 some people here, 6,000 here, just find two of them, and any two overbeat the 11,000. Such a perfect call. It's a perfect call. And then, you know what, I'd be asking Ratzenberger, okay, you know those real numbers that you said he didn't have, and where are those real numbers? Where are those? I'll tell you who's got them. You got them, don't you, Garland?
We have them, to some of the president experts, and we presented that. When we presented we present a lot of that evidence. It's just, it's netting. It's much worse than even what we expect at the time.
So he lies so much, we wouldn't allow him to come to the truth, Commissioner. The moment of truth. I'll tell you what, I put Brad Ratzenberger right now, the Secretary of State in Colorado. It's evil. It's got to be pure evil. Jenna Griswold credit for, because she's running all bunch of other serious states, right?
Yeah, she's a leader.
But then Brad, he's supposed to be a Republican, so he just slides right by her, you know. He's not really a rhino, but I'm the most criminal people. That's my opinion. I can say, want to sue me, Brad? Independent, sue me. Call him stuff every day. Call him out, you know. And he piled a lawsuit on me going, hey, you can't say it, because I'll tell you what, Brad, I've investigated. I've spent money investing down there. Brad Ratzenberger and Kemp and the whole cabal.
Well, Mike, you'd be surprised, though. I don't know if we can show it, but we actually have a 10.5-minute video clip where Brad Ratzenberger told the truth.
No way! It on Fox News?
It was actually on NBC. He admitted on the morning of November 4th, he admitted that Donald Trump has won the election in this Georgia.
What?
The reason that he said, because Donald Trump had a 103,000 vote margin on the morning of November 4th, and Brett Raffensperger said we only have 2% left to count.
Right.
2% left to count is less than 103,000.
Right.
And Brett Raffensperger said it's going to change the outcome of the election. And he said, we don't guess about it. We know.
And you have that on tape.
We do, and
got to play that. I'm going to play that, and I'll think of a spot to. I'm going to re-night on my show following this for a month. All the way up to left, Donald Trump won. Donald Trump won.
So got to him, right? And then said,
right. If we set this up tomorrow, I've made a 7 or 8 minute set in the morning.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brent. So somebody got to him. Because if you notice that interview, it's kind of happy-go-lucky, calm, he's relaxed, he's smiling.
He's speaking the truth.
Exactly.
He has no agenda.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And then suddenly when he says that, NBC cut him off, and then he put Brandon back on, and he repeated it again. He says that there's no way. We're going to be finished counting tonight.
Right.
That was Wednesday night. They counted for another two days. They brought in another $170,000 ballots. Phantom ballots that changed the election in the state of Georgia.
Hey, they brought in a million in Pennsylvania. Don't feel you guys should feel shortchanged down there in Georgia.
they didn't need that many in Georgia.
And they had 2 million Texas.
We'll show that tomorrow. 7 or 8 minutes. We'll get that. We'll slip that in real quick tomorrow.
All right. Well, why don't we break? I know we got Pat Colbeck. We got to get on yet. And Gar, I want to talk to you here in about 20 minutes when we get off, because I want to go through that. You have so much. That's my state I pick on the most. You know that? Everybody watching my knows that, right?
That's exactly
right. I learned how to say Ratzenberger. It was so hard for me in the beginning.
We're here to prove you were right about Georgia all along. That's what we're going to do Saturday. We're going to do it again Sunday.
That is awesome.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more, including Patrick Colbeck,
the summit.
Patrick Colbeck got a brand new book out, 2022, right, Patrick?
Yeah.
And he's a literal rocket scientist, worked on a space station. He'll be our guest on the Lindell Report with your host, Mike Lindell, from Springfield, Missouri, as we are on the eve of the Moment of Truth Summit. We'll be right back.
Okay, so I'm going to let you die.
Hello, everyone. I want to thank each and every one of you for your support of Lindell TV, Frank Speech, My Pillow, My Store, and the online store here at Frank Speech. Today, we have the best specials. My Pillow Bases are my Percale model that just came in. These are $89.98. We are for a limited time, $39.98 with your promo code. That's for the queen size. Size $49.98 with your promo. You need to check these out. You're never going to find bed sheets like this anywhere. Now, the next one we have here is a surprise. Introducing My Pillow Sandal and Slides. These are normally $79.98, only $39.98. Promo code L. Have a patented technology. You wear it, it's like walking on a cloud. There's no sandals or slides like this in the world. Now, here we go. Your bed, whether it's a new bed, old bed, doesn't matter. The mattress toppers, the My Mattress toppers, sale for the low price ever, ever. This exam queen size, regularly $9.98, $59.90, promo code L6X. Now, the next item here, there it is, My Slippers, $39.98, your promo code. This is a blowout special. Once they're gone, they're gone. Okay, now we have, here it is, Walmart canceled us. This is the 1988 MyPillow they would have got, and great support employees at MyPillow, picking them, 1988 with your promo code. And we have hundreds of other items here at the Frank Speech store. You guys get up there now, get it. Buy today with L66. You do it today, and I'm gonna send you a free gift with your purchase. Thank you, and God bless.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and excited to announce a new product, Mike. When I tried my first time, I was blown away. It's the best I've ever had in my life. And it starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. They have the perfect climate for growing plants, which produce the best beans ever. Each tested to meet highest industry, and all the production's done right here in USA. It's like you're getting small batch special coffee delivered. And you can get your whole bean, single serve coffee. Plus, it's certified and non-GM. And I guarantee the richest, smoothest, best coffee you've ever had. So go to mystore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and I'll get my coffee for 25% off. That's mystore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. So please order now. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited time offer. .com or call the screen. Use your promo code and you'll get new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer, and it won't last long, so order now.
Hey, welcome back to Missouri, eve of the House. Again, hope you're tweeting, texting, email, Facebook, Getter, put out the information. Starts at 9 a.m. Central Time. And joining now is the International Space Station rocket scientist extraordinaire, Mr. Kolbeck. It's almost as cold as out of space in here. You know, I keep my studio at home at 61 degrees.
Under.
It's kind of chilly.
I think it's going to be pretty little tomorrow that this is where all the kids go.
Yes, well, it's going to be cool. You get a 1,200 people, it'll warm up, so they're ahead of it, right? So I think
we're definitely heating things up, the information we're going to be sharing tomorrow.
Well, we got your brand new book, speaking of heating things up, your brand new 2020 coup, What Happened, What We Can Do, Patrick Kolbeck.
Yeah.
This is not us. This is how long did it take?
Well, we've been researching this a few years now. So the idea of putting in pen to paper maybe about 3 months, but the data that's been coming out of it, it's been gathered by meddling kids pretty much all over the country, and we put it went up into a book. I'll tell you, it'd be hard to market a book called The 2020 Coup nowadays, but
why?
It's too controversial. I'll tell you, that's exactly what it's been. And that's not, those aren't my words. That's actually the words of a Democrat, Brian McCaffrey, on the floor of the Philadelphia AB Counting Board during the election. He said, what we're witnessing right now is a coup against the United States.
And that was a Democrat.
That was a Democrat.
What compelled him to say that? Because he's more interested in his oath than politics?
Because they because they refused any oversight of what was happening during the election.
So he was upset as a Democrat.
Very much so. And there's a lot of Democrats that are afraid of that. That's actually, this is one of those issues that I hope would actually unify people. But
yes,
not allowed to talk about our own plight. But, you know, that's why the Moment of Truth Summit is so important. Because we are talking about it. I'll tell you, one of the things that's special about this I love the symposium. We had states in it at that event. But here, they're not just in attendance. We have the 50 states
right.
per team.
Yeah.
And when people see that this isn't just some fringe movement in brown states like Michigan, Arizona, and Georgia, and Pennsylvania, and they see that every single state, red, purple,
it's, right.
we're seeing issues with the electronic voting systems in particular. And when you come out of this event at the end of these 2 days, if it's going to be difficult for anybody that's objective and concerned about election integrity not to come to the conclusion that we shouldn't be anywhere near these machines and they shouldn't be anywhere near protecting our vote for this.
I'm referring to the book, Black Box Voting, Bev Harris. Yeah. Have you ever had a chance to read that?
No, I haven't.
It was written in 2003. It could have been written last week.
Well, here, I'm going to put a plug for another book that was written a little bit earlier called Vote Scam. If you ever get a chance,
No. Who wrote that?
That was written by, the name of the brothers, two brothers.
What year?
1992.
Wow.
And they were claiming, well, the stuff that they were talking about ever since voting machines came in, it didn't have to be digital voting machines. This is back in the days of analog voting machines. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why casinos have very good security for their one-armed bandits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because people have been gaming the system a long time. Do that with the election.
And if your election casino expert, they could secure the election.
Absolutely. Well, there's a to be made that the people that are securing these elections, but in a different context, are equivalent to an organized crime family, because what is going on right now is equivalent to a racketeering scandal, and it's impacting pretty much every aspect of what happened.
Well,
election.
Bev Harris in her book in 2003, a lot of these pinks, yeah. the jail, price, fixing off. I mean, a lot of seeders she goes into, they're moving around the whole election. Equipment, election company, environment, world, yeah. industry.
I can see. I mean, the more you delve into this, the more you get concerned about what kind of power, access to these machines. And some of the data that come out over 2 days, people have probably thought we've seen it all. No, guys, trust me, you have not seen it all. There's a lot more information that's coming out and stuff that you just can't turn away from. One of the beautiful things about 2000 Mules and Absolute Proof and the Deep Rig is that we've been kind of picking away and chipping at this censorship veil that we've been dealing with. Well, you know what? We've actually chipped away at enough of it where people are actually seeing a network effective and systematically on all these issues, and we're finding out some pretty powerful things about what actually happened in that election. Stuff you just can't deny that was fraud.
Is there any in abortion that both sides, all political parties agree on, that certifies and vets all machines?
Well, according to HAVA, they developed an organization
Explain HAVA, that's a bill.
Help America Vote Act.
Help America Vote Act.
Everybody remember the dangling chads? Yeah. Well, in the wake of that, they decided to come out with a legislative fix. And which is that legislative election? And this EC, if you will, actually goes off and certifies the equipment. And I'm, a lot of people understand that election systems have been designated as a critical infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And you know my background's in engineering, and I worked on systems, on core systems that were in critical infrastructure. And when you're going and designing systems that are designated as critical infrastructure, there's a certain rigor you go through to make sure that nothing can go wrong. I mean, you examine every single component, every single chip that goes into it. We don't get anywhere close to that on our election systems, and we're seeing the to that laxity, that lack of infrastructure component. When you actually what's happening, there's no such thing as chain of custody. There's no such as around the equipment, so you don't know who's been accessing or who hasn't. They're ran by private vendors that you have no access to. I can't FOIA Dominion. I can't FOIA issue a Freedom of Information request because they're not public employees, and yet access to our election data. It's just not right.
It's really not. What is the most shocking two or three points in this book you bring up?
Well, I think, first of all, I think the most powerful part about it is the fact that I take all the different threads of evidence that we've heard. So if you've heard of 2000 Mules with the ballot deep rig, absolute series, under cyber space of what's going on. Well, I try to knit it all together into basically four phases. I highlight, first of all, the preparation phase where, you know, we actually have video evidence courtesy of folks like Millie Weaver and her crew, where they actually got videos plotting to take over buildings. But these are not people that are pro people that they're raiding around the January 6th committee. Government employees attached to the security apparatus for our country. And they're planning how to take over government buildings, and they're trying to figure out, well, who's going to break windows and get inside. All that kind of stuff that we saw unveil on January 6th.
you know, she's one of our broadcasts. Yeah, she'll be here. Oh. She just called me a while ago.
Awesome.
She's just minutes from being here.
That's great. I admire her work. I don't know how she's getting access to this information, but I'll tell you, that stuff alone should be front page news across the board, because she makes a case and her really big. We are all victims of an influence operation, mm-hmm. regarding, and you can see it manifest, right? Everybody knows something's wrong. When you see that you can't talk about election fraud, you mm-hmm. can have an educated debate. That tells you somebody's got to push a narrative and discussion. And America has this thing called the First Amendment for a reason. We're allowed to discuss things that people may find uncomfortable sometimes, but we have to have that open discussion. And that's not what's happening right now in America.
How many interviews have you been able to do on this? In other words, are you being shut out? Because I know some of the networks out there, they're scared to death to talk about this.
Well, to be frank, I mean, my biggest hurdle right now is that I'm still dedicating almost full time towards investigating the fraud and connecting people together and making sure we expose a lot of this work. I've been working folks at the America Project to make sure that we have resources for grassroots organizations be effective in holding people accountable. And I've been everything that's stating that we're headed for another 2020 election in 2022 unless we start doing some stuff.
Say that again.
We're headed to another 2020 election in 2022.
So 2020 they're going to do it again in 2022.
We already have seen evidence of this, and actually
What is it?
So what we're seeing, trying to corrupt, frankly, that's part of the imp that I talked about in the. But they're trying to conflict between poll challengers and poll workers, for example. When state of Michigan, our Secretary of State, issued new guidelines for how poll challengers should be regulated in their oversight activities at the polls. All of her direct conflict was inside. So we have poll, on the other hand, that are being trained to adhere to what the law says, because we're told people accountable to the law. Now she's got poll workers who have been trained to do the exact opposite of the law in many cases, in conflict with the poll challengers, and it's creating this mix right now that's not healthy. And so that's.
But they know they're doing that on purpose.
They're doing it on purpose, and I've seen it manifest already. When I had the audacity of going to the Wayne County clerk's office on election night in the last primary, it's something that had never been done before. Did anybody oversee the aggregation of results from the various communities to the county? And their official narrative, these results are transferred via these USB flash drives. They plug them into their own management server at the end of the night, and then they post it up to the website. Well, what I observed was that they just upload them directly via the internet. And so, but in the process of wanting to oversee my right to visit from police officer, my sheriff deputy, me personally, and two people from the attorney general's office. And so,
What's the name of attorney general?
Ina Nestle.
Real piece of work.
Yeah.
And that's who Matt DiPerno's running against.
Yeah, Matt.
And what did they ask you? What did they want to know?
It's like a profile on me. All they were missing was the leather trench coat and the fedora to be a flashback time with the old GDR and the Stasi.
But did they show up at your house?
No. I was showing up at what they think is their house at the clerk's office.
Okay, at the clerk's office.
And so I just said I want to observe the aggregation of the results. So,
Melissa, you think they're trying to prosecute you?
We already know that they're pushing that angle. The attorney general's talking
about
it.
She's openly about prosecuting people and taking the law license from attorneys that look into this.
She's threatening a lot of the investigators with special prosecutors.
Is she a George Soros-backed individual?
We know that she's affiliated with the Confucius Institute.
It's the CCP.
Chinese intelligence. She's bad news. And she's violated the law in the 2020 election. She was found guilty in the wake of the election for violating election law and around her own interpretation of administrative procedures that were not in accordance with the law. And she's doing the same dang thing.
Think about the new article that did the best one so far, that the United States Poll Service is developing mail-in ballot division.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that tomorrow with Jennifer Wharton out in Utah. And the idea, there's a big push by the federal government in general as a result of Biden's directives on how can the federal government monkey with our election system. We're going to talk about how they're using ballot tracks and integrate with our election management system and why that's a dangerous thing to happen. Because now, I mean, my background's a little bit in IT as well. I'm a certified Microsoft small business specialist. What they're trying to do is knit together all the different systems that folks China with Greg Phillips, that when you start knitting together all these technologies that bad guys, foreign adversaries has to, and you give them access into the heart of our election systems, it is a recipe for ceding our sovereignty to a foreign nation. I wake up to this. I love but I'm that there's no way to do this technology right now. There's
which is why Mike is so adamant about going to paper.
Absolutely. We should be going to hand counts across the board. It's not complicated. Tucker Carlson had this guy on from France the other day showing how complicated it was to count from
70
one
million.
To two to three, right? I mean, the ballot, right? It is not a complicated
and it's all on camera, right?
Yeah. Everybody is witnessing it. There's no issues afterwards. You don't have to worry about recounts because everybody was there right at the beginning. You have the transparency right then and there. And right now, what we're suffering from is a complete lack of transparency. And if the powers that be want us to have counts in the integrity of our election, we don't need less of this. There's more and more with more and more opportunity and investigation happening.
Because like you said, you can't do a FOIA request on a non-government organization, right?
Right. And I can't look at the source code for these applications either because there's contract provisions with the state on all these that says you can't analyze any of the software. Now,
but these are so concerned that the software is out there only for. Yeah. You remember, did you know that she wrote that in her book?
Well, it makes sense. I mean, this is not, they say it's proprietary software, but these are supposed to be just simple adding machines, right? They're only supposed to be adding one plus one plus one.
So what's so proprietary about
exactly?
that?
Exactly. I realize that now in the culture, it's important we get rid of and mitigate a lot of risks that we have to our elections, and now one of the biggest risks of these voting systems. I mean, some of the stuff we're going to be talking about here today just defies explanation, where we've actually got evidence of straight ticket votes for Republicans over something we haven't actually being votes for a straight ticket actually being allocated to Biden. Not just twice, dozens and dozens and dozens of times per community. And there's, 1,500 plus communities inside the townships, et cetera, in the state of Michigan.
But in our final moments, guest is Patrick Kolbeck. He's author of this book, The 20th, and what we pages?
Yeah, there's a lot of information in there.
It is over three. It's 366 pages.
220 footnotes in there. We've got appendices on, everybody talks about an audit. Well, what is actually a forensic audit?
Yeah.
What is a full forensic audit? So I put together what I would pose as a statement of that. And all this information at the22.com. If you want to review the footnotes yourself before you even buy the book, go up there.
The22.com.
Yeah. And you can, of course, get it at my store and mention the code MeddlingKid. You'll get around 30% off.
Mm. Of course, they're talking about the fact that they're going to fight Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis. Ellis will be here this weekend, I believe.
Yeah.
She was an attorney for the president, for Donald Trump. They don't seem to be interested in investigating the voter fraud that's overwhelming in Georgia, but they're concerned about the people that were looking into it.
Investigate the investigators, and that's what starts resembling countries that we don't want to start looking like.
Right.
I mean, these are the Venezuelas of the world. This is what it looked like behind the Iron Curtain. And I, when I was on the space program, I had a chance to work with Russian Space Agency behind the Iron Curtain. That's not the life we want to go to. Mm-hmm. And I've been in the GTA for West Germany. This is not the road we follow. And there's just, in human spirit, just starves you. And it ultimately really highlights that this is more and more. I know we talk a lot of technical terms. We get into all the political aspects of this, but ultimately, I think it's more of a spiritual battle.
Absolutely, it is. Yeah. Absolutely. And rolling new system.
Yeah.
Which really, if you go study the Great Reset, they clearly have no intentions of listening to the globalists, the Marxists. I mean, why would we expect them to? Because they already say on the World Economic Forum website, and they have for probably a year and a half now,
They
have it on there that you won't even vote eventually until you have a digital ID. If you can't vote digital ID, they don't want anyone voting. I mean, we want to say, hey, well, let's register. Show your ID. No. Pretty soon it'll be, okay, fine, we'll let you show IDs, but it'll be a digital ID. But guess what? They'll be able to turn on and turn off that digital ID and tell you who you can and cannot vote for and who can and cannot raise money.
Well, unfortunately.
And who can and cannot be on the ballot.
I think we're already there. And what they were doing, idea, because now we're creating two sets of laws, essentially. One for the folks that are trying to fundamentally transform America, and those who want to preserve America. There's two sets of laws, two sets of justices, two sets of rules. As a poll challenger, all the details, everybody was in it, but are pulling special names. So if we wanted to say this person assaulted me, or we had a lawsuit, or we wanted to get
identify them.
We couldn't identify them. Just some guy sitting in door number three or whatever. And since we can't, we're not allowed to bend phones, but you know, we can't record who that is or anything along those lines. So there are already different camps. And that's not only a violation of equal protection law, 714th Amendment, and it also it kind of continues this convolution type schism trying to divide us and division they're trying to conquer us.
And we're going to show some clips this weekend of a Democratic Lou Dobbs, Democratic woman was responding to it. One of the machine companies had a dozen or more workers from Venezuela.
Yeah.
As the tech people monitoring our elections and helping us.
Yeah.
Oh, Congresswoman from New York. Are you kidding me? Venezuela?
Yeah.
The thing again, the things that we're saying and asking, the Democrats were saying, Hillary, Harris, they were all saying it.
Well, all the stuff that we're talking about at the closing, all we talked about salute series. November 2020, that data pushing this fake fraud and collusion narrative. That's all they were talking about, was how vulnerable these systems are.
And now the DHS has literally said,
yep.
I have it on video, the DHS has said that if you are concerned about election, you know, and you're questioning the election and pushing this false narrative of election domestic terrorists.
Well, you know, up to debate these people on the existing election fraud. I would love to go off and have something we used to do in the America of old. We'd actually have fundamental conversations about topics that sometimes, you know, set people off or people didn't appreciate it. But the First Amendment's not there.
Well, not only do we have the questioning voter machines, but in 1976, you had Michael Wallace with 60 Minutes doing a whole piece on the danger of the swine flu shot, remember?
Yeah.
And that 55 people died, so they pulled the shot, ended up 52 died ultimately. But there's Mike Wallace, 1976-7, interviewing a lady, damaged neurologically.
They're alone, had like 1,200 trials, and that's not talking about term adverse effects.
So the media, Democrats, used to do what we're doing. Now that we're doing that, we're now being investigated and called potential terrorists, subversion.
That's why Frank's speech is so important, because now we have alternative mechanisms for getting the word out. And what's amazing, the work we've done, not just investing, but communicate. We had a recent poll that identified that 83% of Americans realize that election integrity is a major issue going into the 2022 election. Now tell me, how does that happen?
Right.
All the major news networks, all the powers that be,
because they're listening to this.
The most secure election. Yeah, exactly.
They're reading books like this. July was the first month streaming surpassed television.
Wow.
In July, past cable TV.
Because they're going to go where they can get
the
real
truth.
Information
right.
And get the truth.
That's right. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, good to
appreciate
be with
it.
You.
Thank all you. Right. Patrick Colbeck, all new book, The 2022, What Happened, What We Can... What
use promo code 33% off.
For being with us. I'll report live from Springfield, Illinois, on the eve of the Moment of Truth Summit. Mike Lindell will be covering it starting before 9 a.m. We'll be here just before 9 a.m., getting all excited and ready to go. And then it'll launch at 9 a.m. We won't have a worldview lesson to take place tomorrow. So this is the show. Tonight I'll break here and then come right break and go into gas 7 to 9:70 Central. I'll be joined by Michelle Malkin and a bunch of other guests here live at the news desk, as they're all broadcasters and are rolling into town. Put a bunch of them here at the news desk, including Professor Clemens will join us here as well. So thanks for watching.
Hello, Alan. I'm excited. My new product, Moffy.